Well, let's start going through the brachas, the halachas of Hilchos brachas. So just as an introduction, a few points about the concept of brachas. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, in the third parak, a person who wants to be a chassid, he wants to do the things, do things properly, the way Hashem wants him to do, so Gemara says he should be careful with merely the brachas. He should be careful to do the halachas of brachas properly. The Gemara says that David HaMelech instituted after there was a megafa in the Klal Yisrael as a way to strengthen the Klal Yisrael and recover from that. He instituted that a person should say 100 brachas every day. There's actually Rabbeinu Bechai in the Karakemach that says that it was a takana from Moshe Rabbeinu already, and it was forgotten. And then David HaMelech reinstituted it in that situation. It's interesting to think about that for a second. From the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no actual standard nusach of a bracha. The nusach of brachas was created by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah at the beginning of Bayis Sheni. So whether Moshe Rabbeinu instituted it or David HaMelech instituted it, a person would have to come up each day with 100 things that he wanted to say a bracha on. And he would have to come up with his nusach of Baruch Atah Hashem, because this happened to me. So the person was constantly being aware of Hashem's presence in his life, thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu for that which he had. So the bracha wasn't something which was done by rote, it was something which a person had to create out of his own day. The Gemara by Sheni, the Chachamim instituted an actual nusach of bracha, which we use. We weren't doing so well, apparently, coming up with our own nusach anymore, thinking of 100 things per day. But that in of 100 times a day, a person is going to say, thank you to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the concept of the bracha. The Mor further says in regards to Brichas Nehenin, which we're going to talk about Brichas Nehenin, the Mor says in the beginning of the sixth parak of Brachas that a person cannot benefit from this world till he makes a bracha, till he thanks the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Mor says if he doesn't know what to say, he can't make a bracha. So he can't, well, Shahako covers everything. Each bracha was instituted because the more specific the bracha is, the greater praise. And Hashem was very careful with every single point in the world. So a person can't say, I'll just say Shahakal and it covers everything. I once met a Reformed Jew. He told me they say Amoitzi for everything. They know Amoitzi for everything. You can't say Amoitzi for everything. You can't say Shahakal for everything. Right? A person has to find out what the correct bracha is in a situation where it's impossible to know. So then you say Shahakal in the case of doubt. But a person has to find out what the proper bracha is to say. So the laws of brachas are very important. The Mogen Avraham even has an opinion. The 100 brachas per day is a deraisa. He says the drash of the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch says it's the Rabbanan. The Mogen Avraham brings a sheet which says deraisa. A person is going to say 100 brachas every day is deraisa. A person is going to say these brachas. The brachas before you eat, the brachas brachas hashachar, etc. So, Beis Hashem, in the next few weeks, we'll go through some of the more specific halachas of Hilchos Birchas and Nehenin. Have a good morning.